Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, June 19th. As you all know, Trevor Lawrence got the bag, got his new deal, tied for the highest paid player in the NFL and NFL history on a per year basis and on a total salary basis. Joe Burrow's got him a little bit on the guarantees, but Trevor Lawrence gets paid massively. The question now for me is, you know, as we sit in this kind of dead period, is which Jaguars currently on the roster deserve new contracts? Which guys should the Jaguars be looking to sign next? And even heading into the 2025 offseason, which players do the Jaguars need to lock up long term? We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Could not be doing this without you, so really appreciate y'all. Looking at Trevor Lawrence's deal, obviously he's getting paid as much as anyone, right? As much as anyone ever in the NFL when it comes to, again, the average annual value, the total contract salary. Of course, we've talked about this. He's not going to see the last couple years of that deal. The Jaguars will restructure, extend him, do whatever they need to do before that happens. But he is going to get paid an unbelievable amount of money, and it's a good deal for the Jaguars as well when you look at the structure of the cap hits per year. It's really not going to be very detrimental to their overall cap health long term, and especially when you factor in the ability to, like I said, do restructures with signing bonuses, roster bonuses. Shad Khan is always willing to shell out extra money. So the Jaguars are in a very good cap situation long term. In my opinion, they've done a good job setting themselves up for the future while locking up Trevor Lawrence through 2030 at this point. But the question is, which players should they continue to lock up? I think the Jaguars have shown now that they're an organization that's a little bit more forward-thinking than they have been, an organization with a better culture where players want to re-sign. You've got Josh Allen on a long-term deal. You've got Trevor Lawrence on a long-term deal. And by the way, Trevor will be speaking with the media tomorrow around 10:15 a.m., so you can be looking out for updates on that. But we're going to talk about these players I think deserve a bag right now, deserve a bag in the future, and which players maybe it's questionable if they should be retained by the team. So Andre Sisco, I think personally, if you could lock him up a year early, he's going into the final year of his rookie deal, that would be wise. I really do. Like if you could get him at around $12 million per year right now, which is what Grant Delpit's getting, former first round pick at safety or second round pick, I think that'd be awesome. Now, if I'm his representation, I'm also sitting here saying, you could take this deal at $12 million per year. It's going to make you, you know, a very well-paid safety in this league. But there's a good chance you could make more if you go out there and ball out the way you know you can in 2024. So, I mean, I would even go up to like $14 million range right now for an Andre Sisko, because if this is a guy that goes and gets 5-6 picks in his age 24 season, like this is a guy that just turned 24 this year. If he gets 5 or 6 picks in his age 24 season, which is very possible when you consider the defensive role he's going into under Ryan Nielsen, what Jesse Bates did in that role last year, and the fact that, you know, he had 3 picks in 2022, had 4 picks in 2023, you're moving in a direction that looks like you could be one of those guys that's leading the NFL in picks at age 24. You have the athleticism, the physical talent to be one of the very best safeties in the league. If he goes and does that, I mean, he's getting at least $17 million per year, if not more. He could set the safety market next offseason, depending on how he plays. That's the potential for Andre Sisko here at only 24 years old, with the ball hawking ability that he has, the ability to be an enforcer as well. So I think it'd be wise for the Jaguars if they could lock him up this offseason to a reasonable contract. But I could also see the reverse side of it if I'm Andre Sisko's representation saying, let's wait it out. But there's also inherent risk there if you're a player. Maybe you just want to get a deal done now. Stick around in Jacksonville. Andre Sisko talked about wanting to be here long-term this week on Sirius XM Radio. So I would love to see Andre Sisko locked up. Tyson Campbell is a player that has been rumored. Jaguars, Tyson Campbell, working on an extension potentially this offseason. You know, if he plays like he did in 2022, Tyson Campbell is probably on his way to upwards of $18 million per year. And he's now got Chris Richard, you know, coaching him up, who's an unbelievably good coach, secondary coach, cornerback coach. Obviously, Ryan Nielsen's defense. You can question, well, is he going to be the best fit in a press man style defense? They're going to run a lot more than press man. I think Tyson Campbell, if he's fully healthy, is going to have a very good year. And again, if he plays the way he did in 2022, the way he did early in 2023 at times before he got injured and then was trying to play through the injury down the stretch. If he plays like that, again, another player that is only 24 years old, he turned 24 in May. If you get that type of play from Tyson Campbell, you're probably talking about over $18 million per year for Tyson Campbell. He's going into the final year of his deal. If you get him done this year, what are you paying him? Maybe closer to 15, something like that, maybe even less. I'm not sure. But if you can get him done this year, I think it makes sense because he has the talent to play at an extremely high level in a defensive system that makes sense. And I think that's exactly what you're getting with Ryan Nielsen as the Jaguars defensive coordinator. So I think those are the two no-brainers. Like, they've already produced at a high level as extremely young players. And you've seen their growth year to year, their work ethic. These are guys that want to be the best. So I would definitely be in favor of locking those guys up. And then you have some interesting talking points here with other players that you could potentially lock up, sign to extensions. Walker Little, I think, is extremely interesting. Walker Little and Cam Robinson in general, both of these guys going into contract seasons. Walker Little, final year of his rookie deal. Cam Robinson, final year of that 3-year contract the Jaguars signed him to a couple years ago. Walker Little, when he has had the opportunity to play left tackle, which has been a fair amount over the first 3 years of his career, because of Cam Robinson's suspension and injuries, he's been very impressive overall at left tackle when healthy. Again, another player down the stretch last season was trying to play through an injury, both at guard and tackle, after Cam Robinson got injured after his suspension, right? I think Walker Little, if you could say, hey, this is going to be our left tackle of the future, I would be good with that thought, with that notion, because I think he is a starting left tackle in the NFL. If you could sign him to a deal, and the reason I think you could sign him to a deal this offseason is because, look, you're not going to be our starter this year in all likelihood. Cam Robinson's probably going to be the starter, right? But we're willing to say we want you in our long-term plans as our starting left tackle. We're paying Cam Robinson X amount this year. He's going to be on the field. He's going to be our starting left tackle. But we want you to be the heir apparent. And the reason you should take this deal that's going to be discounted compared to what a lot of starting left tackles are getting is because you're not going to get on the field this year, in all likelihood, very much. Obviously, with Cam Robinson's penchant for missing games, you'll probably play some, but you're not going to be a true starter. We're going to give you low-end starter money over a 3-4 year deal, and you're going to be our swing tackle this year, and you're going to be our starting left tackle over the next couple years following that. And you're not going to make more on the free agent market next year because you're not going to play all that much this year. Walker Little could say, I'll take my chances. I believe I'll get on the field this year. I think I'll play well. And I think a team, whether it's the Jaguars or another team, is going to pay me more than you're willing to offer me right now. That's possible. But if I'm the Jaguars and I can lock Walker Little up on a, again, low-end starting tackle deal, I would. I think he's that type of player. And I think that gives you that that long-term plan at tackle that you don't really have right now. Because you have Anton Harrison, obviously, who can definitely play left tackle for you. Then you could go look for a right tackle, or he can continue to play a right tackle. However you want to play that out, I think is fine with Anton Harrison. But either way, you need a tackle of the future. Cam Robinson and Walker Little are, again, on expiring contracts. You did draft Javon Foster in the fourth round. If he really shows out and impresses during his rookie year as a player who he's OT4 right now, so he's probably not going to see the field unless something goes terribly wrong. But if he impresses you in practice throughout the season, you could look at him as the potential answer as a starter in 2025. Maybe. And for me, obviously, I'm saying I would try to sign Walker Little. For me, that also indicates I would not sign Cam Robinson back. Play on the field, like, yes, he's been a good pass-protecting tackle. He's been a good football player for the Jaguars. He brings a lot of physicality. He brings the effort that you like to see from a tackle, the nastiness. But you have other cheaper options in Walker Little. You have the injury history, the missed time. So for me, as much as I love Cam Robinson, and I do, I really like his game. I think more of Cam Robinson than a lot of folks do, I think. But when you have Walker Little, who I think is just as good in pass protection and has less of an injury history and is younger and is going to be cheaper, I think that's the direction I would try to move in long-term for the Jaguars. Brandon Scherff. Right guard, starting right guard for the Jaguars. He turns 33 in December. To me, this is another one. Yes, I would like to have him around beyond 2024 based on his play on the field because he's a very good pass protector. Talking about pass protecting for Trevor Lawrence. But I would say, you know, he's turning 33 in December. He's had a lot of injuries throughout his career, even though he's played all the time, all the games in Jacksonville that he could. And not missed time. He's been battling through injuries during these last couple years. Does he want to keep playing is a big question you have to answer. And then, obviously, you're not going to give him the type of contract you gave him last time around, which was like setting the market at guard.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can you get a discount if he wants to be here? Does he want to keep playing? How does that all look? Do you want to just move on and say, hey, if Cooper Hodges plays the way we expect him to play this year, if he has to see the field at all, are we just comfortable moving in that direction? I know the Jaguars like Cooper Hodges, but that was a seventh round pick. Talking about a difference in the level of talent. Or you could say, hey, we're just going to address guard elsewhere next year and get younger, maybe cheaper at the position. There's certainly questions to be had about the Brandon Scherff future in Jacksonville. It seems more likely than not that the Jaguars would move in a different direction following the 2024 season, but he is a captain, he is a leader, he is a very good pass protector, and he's a player that pretty much everyone in Jacksonville media was writing off after the 2023 season, saying the Jaguars were definitely going to move on, but he's still here. I don't know what they're going to do with that situation. If the Jaguars decide that they want to keep Brandon Scherff around and they can do it at a reasonable price, he wants to keep playing and he plays a good season in 2024, I'm all for it because he's a damn good pass protector. I think the entire line can do a better job in the run blocking department. I think Brandon Scherff has the ability to still do that. You haven't seen it from the Jaguars offensive line consistently in the run blocking game under the Doug Peterson regime. Right? This coaching staff has not gotten the running game going the way it needs to. In 2022, they had an explosive running game, but it wasn't consistent. And then in 2023, it was neither. So I think the Jaguars obviously have to figure out the running game, but not at the expense of the passing game. You can't focus too much of your efforts there and then not have the passing game in order, right? It's got to be a fine balance. You got to walk a fine line as the coaching staff this offseason and into training camp. Some other players I want to talk about that are more 2025, like prior to the 2025 season, you could be talking about extending them. Travis Etienne, he has earned a contract, in my opinion. He's earned a new contract, but he is under contract through 2025 with his rookie deal, with the fifth-year option, and he's a running back. And smart money has said you don't pay running backs top of the market. And the way Travis Etienne has been playing, like, what would you pay him? Like, what has he earned? I think he's earned a lot, you know. Has he had the best vision in the world as a inside the tackles runner? No. But has he been unbelievably explosive? Has he been a steady producer over the last couple years? Has he scored a lot of touchdowns and racked up a ton of yards? Has he been a guy that makes people miss in space as well as anyone in the NFL? The answer to all those questions is yes. So what do you want to pay a guy like that? You look at some of these running back contracts. Joe Mixon is getting almost $10 million a year. Derrick Henry is only getting $8 million, but obviously he's 30 years old. DeAndre Swift's getting $8 million. Think you're paying more than that. Probably paying more than Joe Mixon. So then Josh Jacobs' territory, Saquon Barkley, they're both getting 12 to 13 million per year. Jonathan Taylor is getting 14, Alvin Kamara 15, Christian McCaffrey setting the market easily with 19 million per year. Like, what are you having to pay to keep Travis Etienne around? Whatever it is, it might be worth it. I mean, as long as you're not talking about Christian McCaffrey money, because of his ability to create explosives. And the Jaguars, look, they have overused him as an inside the tackles runner. Get him the ball in space. I was saying it all year last year. Get him the ball in space, and you are going to have explosives all over the place consistently. That's his game. Get him the ball in space. Let him make people miss. Let him run faster than everyone else on the field. There's times when Travis Etienne has the ball in his hands and it looks like he's running at like 1.25. Like you accidentally put the playback speed on a little bit too fast. Like, that's how he looks at times with the ball in his hands. So it's interesting. You know, at running back, it's always interesting because you're like, you can get cheap replacement players at the position. You also have Tank Bigsby waiting in the wings, who, as much as I like Tank, and I do I want to go from a Travis Etienne-led backfield to a Tank Bigsby-led backfield? I'm not ready to say that yet. Do you want to just let Travis Etienne play out his 2 years here and then see what happens? Maybe. But I will say, Travis Etienne has earned a new contract based on his play on the field. I strongly believe that. Logan Cook deserves a new contract. His contract expires following the 2025 season. You want to keep him around as long as you can. Great punter in this league. I know people are talking about special teams, but yeah, special teams. Logan Cook's going to deserve a new contract. I think Christian Kirk before 2025. He'll be 28 next offseason. He is going to be going into the final year of his deal in 2025. I think you keep him around, even though he's going to be expensive. He's going to be your highest paid receiver again. I think you got to keep him around because this is the type of player that has the rapport with Trevor Lawrence, type of player that is experienced in big game situations now. He's a leader out there. I strongly believe that Christian Kirk is a key to the offensive success in Jacksonville. And so he's going to be in his prime over the course of the next contract, 3 years, whatever it may be. You keep him around. You keep the infrastructure around Trevor Lawrence strong. You continue to build with Christian Kirk, with Brian Thomas Jr., obviously. Gabe Davis will be around for a couple years. Evan Engram around for a couple years. It'll be interesting. And maybe you want to extend Evan Engram again next offseason. I'm not sure. But then looking at a couple rookie guys that have been drafted, rookie draft picks from the 2022 class, because 2022 class will be eligible for extensions following the 2024 season. I think Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd are both going to earn a contract extension before the 2025 year, which means I think they're both going to have really good years in 2024, and you're going to want to lock them up long term. Now, are you going to have the cap space to do all of this? It's going to be dependent on how they maneuver, how they handle some situations with contracts, if they want to push money forward into the future, et cetera, which they have been willing to do under this regime. I think that Devin Lloyd played really well at times last year. I think overall he had a much better sophomore campaign than he did rookie year, more consistent. He's a guy that's shown he can get his hands on the football. He's a guy that makes a ton of tackles, good run defender. Trayvon Walker, you know, unbelievable athlete at the position, had 10 plus sacks as a sophomore in his second year in 2023. If he takes another step forward, I think you got to prioritize signing him following the 2024 season. But that's kind of a look at some of the big contract situations the Jaguars have coming up, kind of how the Jags will have to walk the line of, you know, draft and develop. And almost all the players we talked about are draft and develop guys, which is a good thing. And then continuing to fortify the roster through free agency and more draft picks. We'll see how it all plays out. But those are guys I think you're having to think about over the next calendar year in terms of making sure that they're under contract. And again, I think you should go get Andre Sisco and Tyson Campbell done before the season. I would try to get Walker Little done before the season. But if I'm their representation, I'm also saying, if you sign right now, yeah, you can get a good bit of long-term security. But you also have an opportunity in 2024 to earn yourself a lot more money, whether it's in Jacksonville or elsewhere. So we'll see how it plays out. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on the channel on YouTube, and really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.